The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
I just got a gigantic stick up
here. Hey, watch it, watch
it. Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethro Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethro Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. To use it.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
mercantile, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Jethro Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello there, everyone. This is the Jethro Silverwing Show for March 10th, 2009. And it's Jethro's birthday! Woo! Yay! With me, as always, my love, my girl, the girl downstairs, my main squeeze is Eloquent Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
How's it going today, Eloquent?
Good. It's your birthday. How could it be bad in any way? It's wonderful.
I don't know. The night's still young. Something's going to mess up.
Shh! No! It's your birthday. Everything's perfect.
Is it really?
I think so.
Well, all right.
You woke up and had a nice breakfast?
Well, actually, I woke up and did, you know, 5 hours of work that I messed up the night before. But, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Okay, then you had a nice breakfast, a free breakfast.
Yes. I went down to Denny's and had some nice eggs and bacon and sausage and an English muffin.
And you had the whole day to yourself?
Mm-hmm. Being harassed by the dog.
Could be worse. Could have been the kid.
Who was just bounding around going, "Love me! Please love me! There's no one ever here during the day! Please pet me and scratch behind my ears!" You know, and just stuff like that. So, you know, he knew someone was here, and he was just looking for love. He was looking for love.
So you were giving him doggy love?
Yes, I was giving him little doggy loves. I was scratching under his chin and behind his ears. You know, who's a good doggy? Who's a good doggy? And he was looking at me like, "You know, I'm a good dog." By the way, that's my voice for Harry, our Harry the Wonder Dog.
Because we wonder why he's a dog. No, I was kidding.
We wonder what he would do if he wasn't a dog. I don't know. But anyway, I digress.
And then you got presents?
I did. I got some big-ass presents this year. Elquin bought me a van. not a brand new van, but still it was a nice van.
So far, we're hoping and crossing our fingers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we gotta wait for, I don't know if anyone out there actually has a Chevy,
It's a GMC.
A GMC Safari.
93.
But,
4.3 liter V6.
Yeah. I don't know how anyone in this world can possibly fit in this vehicle, the seatbelts. I mean, the seatbelts in our old Chevy conversion van were just a hair short for me, and that's okay. I'm a big guy. I understand that, but the seatbelts in this van are like 6 inches too short. A normal-sized person would have a tight fit in these things. So, I don't know. I'm being told by Jezern on the Duluc and Dallaire server that I also seem to share a birthday with Chuck Norris. Is that why my beard is so powerful? Let me see if I can knock out the mic with my beard.
No.
No, not quite.
Chuck Norris's third fist is in his beard.
That's right. It's concealment for his beard. Just remember, Chuck Norris does not do push-ups. He pushes the earth down.
Well, that's a new one.
No, that's actually pretty old.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I also share a birthday with Yakshas, my old roommate Anne from New Hampshire, who was with us on the chat channel tonight. And you know, she might be stopping in a little bit later on to birthday harass me. And I will, of course, birthday harass her right back. There she is. With us live tonight, cartoonist and massive multi-gamer commentary artist extraordinaire from thebrass.com. It's Brass! Brass, are you with us?
Hello there, Jethel. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much. Can you raise a pint of ale for me in my honor?
Oh, you're darn right I can. Oh, look, see, I brought you here these 12 bottles, and I was just kind of hoping you might share, you know, because, you know, if you have all 12 of them by yourself, that seatbelt's going to get a whole lot shorter yet.
Well, of course, you can have as many as you like, because, you know... Because, you know,
I'll be here all night.
You know, this isn't Drunken Dwarf's birthday. This is Jethel's birthday. So,
excellent. So, yeah. I knew I planned it well.
So, you know, you'll have to we'll have to figure out exactly when Doofu's birthday is, and we'll actually, you know what, I think it's somewhere around Brell's Day, which is coming up.
I suspect so.
When are they doing that? I thought they were doing it today, actually. I thought they were releasing that live update today.
Oh, don't get me started on when they're scheduling shit that... Oh, excuse my language.
That's all right.
You know, just trying to figure out when Game Update 51's going in is a bugger. I mean, nobody seems to know, including half the people at Sony themselves.
Hmm.
So, you know, Brell Day, one would hope it falls somewhere around St. Patrick's Day, just because it's the only way I can remember stuff. You know, everyone's wearing green. I'd better log into Game and see what stuff I can get for free.
Hmm.
Free is always good.
Free is always good. We do have a question for Brass from Clorny on the Befallen server. Wants to know, Brass, what do you think of the concept of visual backpacks in the cloak slots?
Well, actually, I love that sort of thing. I don't know if you've ever, you know, been following me little write-ups or not, but one of my favorite things I ever did get in a game was during a Warhammer Online live event. They had a very rare drop of this Dwarven keg setup, and it's actually a cloak, an appearance cloak, but it has these kegs all over and three giant mugs hanging off the bottom, and that was just the best thing ever.
Are you familiar with the movie Ghostbusters?
Oh, hell no. What's that?
Oh, I was going to...
Yes, of course I've
seen
it. Okay,
all right. I was going to ask if it looked like one of their backpacks.
No, it looks much better than that. I mean, those are full of that, you know, anti-ectoplasmic stuff. I mean, these things are full of beer. And as a matter of fact, that particular cloak does have a purpose. It has this small keg of really rotten porter on it that you can huck at people. And, you know, it refills slowly over time, proving that, you know, you just can't get rid of that really crappy alcohol that nobody will drink. Unless you invite Doofu over.
And then he'll keep it drained, will he?
Oh, absolutely. Damn, Skippy! Hey, Brass, how you doing, Tots?
Doing right well. Right well. This is not real beer that I brought for Jethel, so you just stay over there.
Oh, I'll just sit over here next to the keg, then. Jesus, she didn't bring any real ale!
Didn't bring any real ale? What other kind of ale is there?
I don't know.
Anyway.
there's the stuff that they sell at American pubs all over the place. You know, it looks like moose piss and tastes around about the same anyway.
O'Doul's and stuff like that is what we call near beer.
I'm talking about stuff like Budweiser and Miller.
Oh, you're talking about it.
Yeah, you know, American beer. Paint beer.
All right, all right. Well, if we're going to have a conversation about ale, I'm going to get the short end of the stick here.
Okay. Oh, that stuff's terrible.
All right, Elquin, what is your favorite ale?
Oh, gosh. I like that Bastard's ale. That was pretty good, but it's real expensive to buy up here.
Arrogant Bastard?
Yes, it was very nummy.
Have you tried that one, Brass?
Oh, hell yes. Every time I go to San Diego, I get dragged into that place so that I can chuck things around and drink lots of Arrogant Bastard ale. And, you know, the best thing about it is it gives you this wonderful excuse to be an Arrogant Bastard. You know, you can just point at the bottle and say, look, there's a warning right there. Back off.
Nice.
No, that's probably actually my favorite beer as well. It's very powerful. It has a unique flavor to it, and it's nicely balanced. Very bitter. Love it. As far as store-bought ales go, I usually stick with Newcastle Brown or Guinness.
All right.
You like the darker ones?
Oh yes, yes, absolutely.
I have a hard time with some of the darker ones. Well, I'm more of a pale ale girl. I can't help it. But yeah, I like some of the seasonal stuff that Red Hook puts out. And then there's Skagit Brewery, which is just up the road. They're a small brewery, and they bottle only locally and sell locally. And they're pretty good. And, I don't know. I tend to go with Red Hook a lot.
Yeah, it's great stuff. But, you know, if it's in a pinch, you know, and somebody's got a barrel of free Budweiser, I mean, I'd rather drink that than water or something. But, hey, you know, we're kind of off topic here. It's Jethel's birthday, isn't it? And so tell me, how many have you had so far?
Well, the thing is, I don't
birthdays,
drink.
Birthdays, that is.
Oh, birthdays.
Not beer, birthdays.
38.
Really?
I'm 38 years old. That's now, when you saw me and... In San Diego and in Seattle. Did I look 38?
You were 42 then, but weren't you? And you're like, oh.
I'm aging backwards. Anyone
well,
who has
I supposed to ask you for ID, but I think that was just so that they could report you afterwards.
They just wanted my home address. Everyone wants to know the Jethel. But God.
Well, 38 is good, though. Yeah. Well,
but I'm so gray for 38. My beard is completely white.
You know, you could go to your local drugstore, and they have an entire aisle devoted to all sorts of fancy hair dyes.
No. I'm not that vain.
I don't have perfectly colored hair either. It's not a matter of vanity, it's a matter of variety and interest, and, you know, you can try purple if you want, you know, be a proper elfink. But there's nothing wrong with gray, you know, especially on men, I think it suits most of them.
Well, you know, the thing is, when I was younger, in my teenage years, I actually bleached my hair white because I was into the whole goth thing. And instead of going black, I went white. And now that my hair is turning white, I'm just like,
Well, you can be one of them Grecian formula guys, too, you know.
Oh, God.
It blends in so perfectly.
It washes in.
Washes in, washes out. Pick up more chicks with a black beard.
Yeah, you know, that doesn't really work.
No,
they don't go beard. But 38 years, that's terrific, really. You know, statistics show that birthdays are really good for you. The people who have the most live the longest.
That's true.
but that's another thing, though. Everyone's like, oh, don't you want to live to be 100? No, not really.
Oh, Lord, I don't either. I want to be at least 400. Good Lord, there's not enough time on this earth to learn everything that you want to. That's why we don't allow our fellow dwarves to vote until they're at least 40. Before that, you're a teenager.
That's right, because all they're voting for is ale-related issues.
Well, no, and who to go to war after next. You know, it's a whole matter of tallying up the grudges and finding out who we gotta kick around first.
Right. You know, so I got a copy here of the last ballot that went around Kaladin before it fell to the kobolds. It was, let's see, I can't pronounce this guy's name, so it's just Candidate A. It stands on a platform of more ale, more varieties of ale, and a plentiful stockpile of ale, but selling out to the kobolds. The Candidate B had, you know, maybe we ought to start consuming less ale and start building our defenses and maybe build up our economy. Well, he got voted right out.
And Candidate C did the logical thing. Drink ale while building defenses.
Because defenses go in a lot quicker when you've got ale, right?
Well, not just that, but, you know, you can build things like pipeworks and distilleries right into the walls. You know, it's all that temperature control from the rock.
Yep, having hot, warm and cold running ale.
I don't know about the hot. The cold, yes.
Ale baths and ale showers and stuff like that, you know. Builds character. Really drunken characters.
So, Jeff, besides eating yourself a heart attack-inducing breakfast at Denny's, which, you know, is something you can do, but it'll probably ensure that you don't get to 39, what else have you done for your birthday?
Well, like I said earlier, Elkin bought me a new van, so we're...
Well, it's not new.
It's used.
I was going to say, I mean, what bank did you knock over?
Okay, we weren't supposed to mention that. No, but, for actual events for my birthday, not much, really. I mean, we had an ice cream cake earlier today.
Oh, that's a good...
I made him,
and we had steak.
Home-cooked steak, you know.
That's grand.
And, we went out to
love the George Foreman Grill. Yes, anyway.
And we went out to the movies yesterday, but that's not really a birthday thing. That was more of a we-need-to-get-the-hell-out-of-the-house kind of thing.
Well, these days, what is it now, $10 a movie? It is a frickin' birthday thing. You can't afford to go the rest of the year.
Huh,
what movie
much.
Did you go see?
We went to see The Watchmen.
Excellent. Great movie. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, a little bit later on in the program, Cheese It Nibble Buns will be reviewing The Watchmen. He put together a little pre-recorded review of the movie. So we'll be...
You know, he was really too young to go and see that.
Yeah...
Yeah, him and half the people in the movie, let me tell you, it's the biggest complaint I've heard about it. I thought the movie was brilliant, but when you look up and down the aisles and you see these kids who are aged like 6,
oh,
eight,
no. This is not a children's movie.
Even that. But they're there, you know, and you see some of them covering their heads with their t-shirts and stuff. I mean, what the hell's the matter with the parents? That's because they're not 40 yet, and that's why we don't let them vote in dwarven culture. Now, there was somebody who asked a question in the channel on EQ2 here, and they were asking again how old you are, you know. He's 38, going on 70. Got it?
That's right. You're only as old as you feel, folks, and I should have died years ago.
But I kept missing.
Yeah, that too. She drove by me. She drove by in her little war steed there, swung at me with a hammer. When she gets real desperate, she'll actually chuck a stein at me, but she makes sure to drink from it first.
Oh, yes, have to aim right carefully. I've broken more steins that way, I tell ya.
It's not good throwing a full stein, no.
Oh, hell no. I think it's illegal, really.
Well, yeah. It is in most dwarven cultures. Since we got you on the show here, I do want to thank you very much for the invites for the 10-day free trial of Warhammer.
Did you actually try it?
Yes, I did. I was on for several days, actually. I was trying different races, different classes. Mm-hmm. And I have nothing bad to say about it. I have nothing bad to say about it at all. Just the only thing that got to me, and I have the same complaint for every massive multiplayer game that have come out since World of Warcraft, is that
you have to play with other people?
Not only that, but they all have the same UI. They're all the same. They all have the, you know,
there's
the little bar on the bottom and stuff like that. But as soon as the game loaded up and the UI came visible, I'm like, God, it's Warcraft.
I'll tell you why that is. And this goes back to, did you ever play Star Wars Galaxies when it first came out?
Did
you ever go into it beta? Okay, so here we go. We fire up this game, and in the interests of being unique, they went and reinvented the frickin' wheel. Now, this wheel was kind of square with some bumps on one side. It was absolute hell, because you couldn't find your way around the UI. It was too foreign. So while there is a lot of the, oh my god, this UI looks exactly the same as the other one, in many ways, I think you'd curse it if it was all different. You had to learn a whole different system every time you went into a new game. Because that was driven home to me when I first started playing Star Wars Galaxies. And then, you know, I've gone back to it once or twice. And the problem is that you completely lose everything that you've learned over the years. And you're staring at the screen going, oh my god, what do I do now? I couldn't even remember how to move in that game.
Oh, man.
So quit your bitching about the stuff. What I do like is games like EQ2, where, you know, the UI starts out looking like everybody else's, but they have the most customizable UI system, which just means it breaks every patch. But, it, you know, the fact of the matter is there's some great programmers out there. EQ2 makes all the files available in XML so that, you know, my screen looks so completely different from the default EQ2 screen. So, but for new games, like for the Muller, because, you know, I've only got 30 days to decide whether I like it or hate it, and I don't want to spend half that time trying to relearn what the X button does or what F12 does.
Yeah, well,
but what, well, what was your favorite class and race in Warhammer Online? I'm rather curious about that.
You know, I have to say it might be the Swig Herders.
Yes! Aren't the goblins fantastic?
They are, they're funny.
They're hilarious, and they're really well animated, and the Swig Herder is just brilliant. I love it.
Now, I really wish that the Swigs worked the same way as they did in the preview movie at the beginning of the game, where you can hop in their mouths.
You can, at a higher level.
Oh, you can!
It's a form of Squig armor, and while you're encased inside the Squig, all anybody sees from the outside is the Squig, and you can have another Squig alongside you.
I didn't know that.
Didn't play long enough. No, Squig herders, they're a bit difficult to get going with, but once you get to a certain level, Eric, when is it when you have all your Squigs and the class starts rocking instead of sucking? About 10 or 11. Before that, it's a weak-ass class, and it's just really fun to play because the Squigs are cool. But you can't do a whole lot outside of at least a two-person group. But after that, they become brilliant, and they're wonderful in scenarios because you have a combination of this pet that most people ignore at their own peril, because believe me, it can nibble at your intestines pretty fast. And you could be hiding off in the bushes, and there's so much melee going on and so many spell effects that people don't even see where you're shooting from. It's wonderful.
Nice.
Yeah, see, True Light from Antonia Bale says that 20 years shit was fun as hell. Absolutely. I love that class. That's the next one I want to play there. Although I'm rather stuck with the Goblin Shaman right now because it's just deliciously evil fun. I do play a dwarf as well. You know,
of course.
More of a solid, steady type, but the evil side really has all the fun classes.
I really do enjoy the comic you did. I can't remember what class you were... You were mocking, but it was your female dwarf, and you popped up without a top on.
Oh yes, that's the dwarf slayer class.
The dwarf
slayer.
Because
they won't let females play that class. Yeah. Because
you know
the
can't
dwarf
be
slayers, they strip down. No, because they strip down right and run into battle all almost not clad.
Huh.
But you know they could have gotten around that. You know, give me a tube top or something. I'm not going to go frightening people. Besides, my beard covers. Oh, that's right. Okay, there's the other. Warhammer female dwarves don't have beards. So I went, screw that, and Brass in Warhammer is, you know, I picked the male look, but definitely female. Sexiest damn dwarf that you ever did see in a magnificent beard.
Okay, so you're playing technically a male, but you're playing a female.
Well, what I'm doing is, you know, I'm pretending to go along with their way of doing things, but I'm most certainly female.
Mm-hmm. All right.
In disguise.
Gotcha. And speaking
of... Elquin?
Yes?
Did you ever play Warhammer Online, or did you slack off and go running around collecting glowies instead?
No, I played, one of the... What is it? The Dark Elf?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And
you
I
like
tried out...
sexy things, right? Now talk about half-naked women running around. Good lord.
I tried the, what was she? I want to say she was like a rogue or something, but...
Oh, the witch elf.
Yeah, there you go.
Very popular class.
They're saying I may have dropped the stream here. Nope, stream's still up. Okay, we are encoding again. Let me tell everybody in channel here. Go. Yeah, just refresh the stream if I sound like Mickey Mouse.
You always sound like Mickey Mouse.
I do not. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Actually, that'd be more of a chipmunk. Mickey Mouse talks like this.
See, what really happened there is that the broadcasting people came and intervened because Jethel just told the funniest joke in the known universe, and they thought it was illegal because, you know, they have licensing laws and that sort of thing. So, too bad.
It was a joke so funny that if the audience would have heard it, they would have literally died laughing. And unfortunately, they came by with one of those little Men in Black mind erase things, and I can't remember it.
That explains how Jethel thinks normally. Well, they must just stop by there on a regular basis.
Who are you again?
You're worth... I believe you owe me some money! But I'll take another of your beers instead. Happy birthday, lad.
Thank you very much,
lad. So tell me, you're 38 now.
Yes.
What have you... Did you... Last year's birthday, I assume you had one, right? Somewhere around the same time of year, right?
Yeah, just about the same time, yeah.
Did you make any resolutions at that time as to what you'd be doing in the year ahead to better yourself and benefit humankind and that sort of thing?
I make the same resolution every year.
And what's that?
And that's to grow a year older.
You done it. That's a brilliant one.
Eventually, I may have to break that resolution. But until then, I'll keep making it.
Well, you'll only break it once. That's the good news.
And then, you know, we'll have to have someone come by and give me a res.
So, let me get serious for a minute.
Sure.
Are you happy with your life so far? You know, you've reached 38. For a man, that's all somewhere around halfway through before you have to start putting on diapers and shite again. But are you happy with where you are and where you're headed?
I am. In the last 4 years or so, I say my life has come together here. I'm here. I got a great woman. I got a good job, and I actually like my boss. I think we could do without the kid, though.
Give it time.
But kids are just a temporary disease, you know. They leave, and then they do stuff like, oh, what's the date here? We're in March already. Look, in a month I get to have a grandkid. You see, that's when you get your revenge.
Yes, because then you can take the grandkid, you can take him on the fast rides, take him to amusement parks, feed him full
you
of
can
cotton
feed
candy
them sugar.
And sugar and hot dogs, and take him on the fast ride, and just when they get that interesting green color, you send them home.
That's right. I've planned to fully corrupt my grandchild with all sorts of gaming and miniatures and whatever all the other satanic worship stuff it is we do around here.
Well, you see, I am the annoying uncle. I am the guy who buys all the noisy gifts for the youngins. I have three nephews and a niece, and it was my job every year. I had to buy the most annoying gifts possible, and well, they're kind of grown out of that phase now. But that was just my job to do, and I did it rather well.
All right, then. Well, so you're 38. That's still pretty young. Like I say, you can't vote yet, which is really handy because, you know, I'd hate to have you have any involvement in the beer rations running around. What do you plan to do, say, in the next 10 years?
In the next 10 years?
Because I'm coming back to check, you know.
Well, in the next 10 years, I see myself... 10 years older.
Oh, boy, you're a smart man, I tell you. That's why they pay you the big bucks.
Possibly, maybe adding a few wrinkles around the eyes. I'm thinking about that one, though. You know, I'm going to check out some photos online and see which ones I want.
I'm talking about actual accomplishments and plans you get. Not stuff that we can all do in our sleep. Look, I can grow a wrinkle overnight. Watch me. I'll just go lay face down on the bed.
Oh, an actual accomplishment for the next 10 years. How about not killing someone?
So your goals are to stay alive and not kill someone.
Exactly.
Is that the best you could do?
Actually,
Rangers, something
I would actually like... But I don't know how feasible it is. We'll see how the economy works out and stuff like that. But I want to visit a foreign country in the next 10 years.
You've never been out of the U.S.?
I live 20 miles or so from the Canadian border, and I've never been to Canada.
You're a pretty lame-ass bugger, aren't you? Okay, look. Tell you what, why don't you save some money? And if you want to do something that's completely out of the ordinary, save up and go to the Eve Fan Fest that they hold over in Iceland. Because that's the weirdest country in the world, and you will see all sorts of cool stuff. They have, for instance, they have a downtown nightlife that never shuts down. It's just, it's insane. I mean, after the things do eventually sort of maybe close at 4 a.m., people just party in the streets until they pass out or the bars open again. Plus, within about 15 minutes, you can be out in the most forbidding and amazing wilderness you ever did see. And, you know, because it's such a weird place, I'd highly recommend you go see that. Plus, you know, the EVE Online people are a lot of fun, too, and it's a really, really neat game, and you'd probably enjoy listening to their lectures, presentations.
Now, EVE Online is that the space science fiction MMO, right? Or is it even an MMO?
It's a sci-fi MMO. Yeah, it's the one with the learning curve that starts at the bottom, goes straight up a cliff, and then hangs you at the top. Yeah,
lovely.
That's the one.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a really tough game to learn to play, and you'll get your arse kicked 10 ways from Sunday for at least 3 months until you rack up enough skill points to do anything. But it's also a very unique game. But anyway, Iceland, if you want a foreign country, that's a great one to go to. I always wanted to go to England, right? Until the first time I went there, because my brother was living there, and he says, welcome to England. It's absolute shite. By the time a week is out, you'll be wanting to go home. And he's right, you know, you can't get a decent meal, everything's overpriced, the people are rude, obnoxious, smelly, and have terrible teeth. It was awful. It was truly awful.
Actually, John Stewart of the Daily Show on Comedy Central had this to say about London yesterday, because we just watched it before we came on the air. London is like a coffee-less Seattle.
Yes, and that is absolutely freaking true.
They have like 9 hours of sunshine a year.
Yep, that's very true.
So going to London, possibly not a whole lot different than my situation now. Except for, you know,
except
less coffee.
And it'll cost you a lot more, and the people are more obnoxious. I mean, people in Seattle are actually pretty easy to get along with. You know, because they have stuff like culture and
coffee.
Income. Yes, and God. But you know, England's nice if you make it a driving tour, and move around a lot and go see all of the historic sites and that sort of thing. Yeah.
That's why I want to go visit foreign country, preferably in Europe. I want to see old things. You don't see old things in
look in the mirror. There you go.
Oh, I'm just gonna talk like this for now on.
You're getting practice, eh?
I'm gonna get some practice here.
Why haven't you gone to Canada?
There's a lot of great stuff.
There's rocks and there's trees.
I heard it was rather boring, actually.
That's true, depending on what you're really into. I mean, Vancouver's a great city, but it's kind of like Seattle, oddly enough. And Victoria's
like
Vancouver.
I want to take him up to Victoria.
Victoria's like Vancouver and Seattle for old people. It's, you know, it's great if you want to go there for afternoon tea, because, you know, they still pretend they're all English and stuff over there. And plus,
they
it
do
costs
high
you 50
tea.
Bucks. They do. It costs you $50 each way on the frickin' ferry. It's very, very expensive. What about Mexico?
I have no desire to visit Mexico.
Oh, come on. Next time you're in San Diego or something for some Sony event, just hop across the border. Like, they're 2 minutes away there.
I have no desire to be, what's the word? Robbed.
Mexicanized? Robbed? Look at the government you've had for the last 8 years. You've been robbed.
Yeah, you're right.
Danger down there. Yeah, it's the first time ever that the Mexicans have been heading south of the border.
I don't know. We just had a suggestion of Amsterdam. That'd be an interesting place to go.
Especially if you like drugs. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I'm not really into drugs.
Let me tell you, the craziest people that I've ever met all come from Holland. So yeah, sure, go and then make a report. That was not my phone.
No, that's ours. Hold on. You two talking amongst yourselves. It's my brother. Hold on a minute. He's probably...
No, it's the insurance company. Jessel, we hear you're a year older now and that you had breakfast at Denny's. How are you feeling? Would you like to have your insurance?
Go answer your brother.
All right. You guys talk amongst yourselves. I'll be back in a minute.
He's afraid to leave us on here by ourselves, you know.
I know. We're just going to, like, totally,
I'm going to help myself to another one of these beers that I got him for his birthday. He'll never
notice.
They're
pretty good. No, I'm not.
So, let's talk about dogs. I have a reason for talking about dogs. Some time ago, we started going to a local dog park, and they had a little mailing list because they're trying to keep their park going and keep it open for dogs. You know, there's some people who don't want dogs in the park at all. But this mailing list is also used by the local shelters and rescue organizations to send out sob stories about all these sad, sad dogs that need homes. And man, oh man, it's terrible because most of them result from really large dogs indiscriminately bred, and then they grow up and people don't want them. But then they had a little story that they sent out around in the email about this very small little dog who had been horribly abused by her people because she peed on the floor. And then they took her into the local vets to be euthanized because she bit the man when he went to give her, as he put it, a whoopin'. And I'm thinking, oh yes, now let me think now. Who's the one that should be euthanized in this situation? Anyway, we just took that little dog in. We love dogs. We've got three of our own. Really can't afford to have more than that. But, you know, fostering a dog, that's a different sort of thing because you know that they're going to be leaving sooner or later. And I'm pretty sure this one will get adopted out really quick. And, you know, she hasn't peed on the floor and she hasn't bit anybody here yet. So I think she'll find a good home. But, are you...
Yeah, that's because she learned her lesson.
Sorry, I had to do it.
Doofu! Don't make me kick your arse into next week again.
Oh, threaten me with a good time, why don't ya?
Just because that chihuahua put you on the run, don't you be holding it against dogs as a species. Anyhow, if you got shelters in your area, give them a donation of dog food or something, because, man, these dogs sure don't deserve the lives that they've been put into.
Speaking of that, we've had a run-in up here with puppy mills. They've gotten, like, what was it, close to 600... Was it 800 dogs total?
Yeah, it was like 400
different places that they've shut down.
Yeah, it was like 400 dogs from just one puppy mill got brought in. Most of them died though, unfortunately, or had to be put down.
It's really rough, yes, and I am all for regulating more the people who can breed dogs, make it more expensive, and people, they look at the dog to buy and they're thinking, oh, the breeder wants $600 for the dog. Well, you know, in the first 2 years, if you're looking after your dog right, getting the shots, the exams, the worm treatments, all that sort of thing, that dog's going to cost you an easy $600 a year for the first 2 years anyway. You know, the purchase price of the dog is one thing. But yes, the indiscriminate breeding, and in this area, of course, we have the problem that there's a lot of pit bulls, very, very popular in this area. And pit bulls make amazingly cute puppies, and everybody thinks that they can train a pit bull and, you know, handle this large, powerful dog. But the truth is, they usually get to be too much to handle, and then they end up in a shelter, unadoptable. You know these poor animals aren't going to find a home.
Well, it's kind of like the, I don't know if it's still the same, but I remember years ago, the problem with Doberman Pinschers. The problem is, it was some kind of a mixed breed, and the brain actually grew larger than the skull could handle, and they went mad, and, you know, they will eventually turn on their owners.
Yeah. All these dogs that came from the raids are the popular designer dogs, the smaller ones. That everybody's got to have lately.
Yep. The teeny dogs are just as poorly treated as the big ones. I mean, this little dog that we took in, she can't weigh more than 10 pounds. She's not a big dog, which is even the stranger thing, that this big man felt the urge that he had to beat her and then take her in to be euthanized when she bit him. Come on. This dog couldn't hurt you if she tried.
No.
So, yeah, you've got the teeny dogs and they're being bred indiscriminately and there need to be, I mean, you know, as bad as it is, I'd like to see regulations on people breeding as well, but, you know.
Well, they have to, there is regulations up here. They can only have 25. They have to pay to be licensed to do this. The problem is, nobody was checking up on them. And they had built in places inside the house, cubby holes and stuff. When they knew an inspection was coming, they would hide all the extra dogs and basically in the lining of the house.
Good God.
For the inspection. And then when the inspection was done, they'd pull them all back out. Yeah, I'm totally serious.
I mean, what would they do? Throw the dogs in the wall and the inspectors would come by. Well, see, you only have 25 dogs, but what's that noise in the wall? Oh, rats. Oh, all right then. As long as there's not more dogs.
If you've got 25 dogs, that's too many to properly care for anyway. I mean, 25 dogs means 25 individual minds that you have to train and deal with. You just can't do it. We can barely keep up with these three. Well, three and a half now, but this is an adult dog that we brought in, so she's pretty good, really. But, you know, it's nuts. 25 dogs are already going to be so noisy and so smelly, because nobody can keep up with that many, that they'd never know if there was actually 50 there. But yes, the enforcement of the regulations is difficult. Like the woman who brought this dog by last night, we asked her, are they going to prosecute the owner? Because, of course, when they started examining the dog, she had bruises all over her abdomen, and she was peeing orange because her kidneys had been damaged and this sort of thing.
Ooh.
So, you know, they were thinking of pressing charges, but the problem is that if they press charges on this man, then the animal control will force them to have the dog put down because, guess what? She bit a human. So, yeah. There you go. There are controversial things like that all over the place.
All right, Brass, I'm not sure if you're paying attention to the chat channel there, but I think you might want to go in there and beat up Delmon.
Oh, Delmon!
He's talking about using dogs as installation because it keeps giraffes down.
Well, you see, that's easy for the fat bastard to say, isn't it?
Yeah, I have no idea how they'd keep them quiet in these crawl spaces and stuff inside the house, but they... I don't know.
No, and the concept of what they call designer dogs isn't really a bad thing. I mean, when you're talking about something like a Maltipoo, a cross between a Maltese and a poodle, it takes two pure breeds and it gives you a hybrid, which is a more vigorous animal and tend to be a little more on the intelligent side anyway. The designer dogs is not the problem. The problem is the way that they're treated, the way that they're raised, and, you know, the way that people choose to breed them, and especially when they've got a female and they're keeping her constantly pregnant, which is not good for the dog. Anyway, it's amazing. Well, you know, we humans can't even treat each other properly. I mean, how are we going to treat animals right?
I mean...
And the thing is, I'm not a vegetarian, I'm not a pita person, I love meat, that's great stuff, I've raised and butchered lots of animals myself, but always tried to give them a good life until then.
Alright, how did we get to puppy mills to eating meat?
Because you went off to answer the phone!
Puppy mills to eating meat, alright, well, well, what about these darn cow mills?
Yeah, they have those too. We all need to just grow up a little bit as a species, I think.
Yeah.
Can we talk about something less depressing now, like beer? Or... why don't we talk about... Do you guys play Legends of Norrath at all?
I don't.
I do.
Elquin does a bit, I don't.
Have you tried that new scenario that's in yet for Brew Day?
No, I haven't. It's the first I've heard of it. I'll have to go try it this week.
You know, a few people say that it's a little on the difficult side, but it should be. You know, you should have to try it once or twice or three times before you actually win it.
Yeah, I've never been able to win one this first time around. It takes me at least three shots, you know, on any of them, really. Of the specialty scenarios, they had one for Aeolus Marde. They had one for Frostfell. So,
right.
Yeah.
It's a pretty well-made game, really, you know, meaning that it beats me all the time. And, you know, Brack plays it quite a lot. I don't, but because I hate losing all the time. I like watching him play it, though. It's nice to watch when somebody actually has a good mind for that sort of thing. The Free Realms, of course, has its own little card game, done by the same branch of SOE that does the other card games. And it's really nice. Nice little game. It's a lot simpler than the other ones, of course, as it is a kid's game, which means I can actually sort of figure my way around it. Even if I've had a beer.
Yeah. Makes it more interesting this that way.
Free Realms, suitable for children and dwarves.
I've gotten my son started on playing the Elowen card game for me. He's doing pretty
for
good
you
on the tutorial. Yeah, for me.
So is this child labor you're doing then?
Yes, exactly. He's got to be good for something.
he's got a mindset for it, and he enjoys it, so I said, go for it.
How
but
old
all
is he?
The loot cards belong to me.
I see. How old is he?
17. He will 17. Be 17.
Next year, he's out of the house. Hear that, Eric? You're out! Wait, I gotta add some echo to that. So somehow,
you know,
more menacing that way.
In this day and age, they only stay out temporarily, though. Wait till he moves back in with his wife and his two squealing children and their three dogs and two cats. Yes, that's going to happen. We're going back to the good old days of proper family values.
No!
What? What is he doing?
No.
What is
proper
he doing?
Proper family values? No!
You know, several generations all sharing a house. Everybody, you know, they used to watch the show The Waltons and think, oh my God, what
yes.
a lovely way to live. Let me tell you, I came from an immigrant family and we had several generations in one house. It wasn't all that great.
You mean you're not a red-blooded American? I couldn't tell from the accent.
Red-blooded American? No, my God, I've only got a green card here. I'm serious, it took me 4 years to get it, too.
Wow.
Another story.
I got a friend as a former guildmate in the LOK, living up in where is it? Nova Scotia, I want to say. She's having a hell of a time getting a work permit up there.
It's really, really hard to get a work permit. Yet, I mean, the U.S. and Canada are basically the same country. I really don't understand what all the hassle is about. But in crossing the border, it's not like jobs pay a whole lot more here or living conditions are so much better up there. I mean, there's differences in taxes and the way we elect people, but it's not really that different at all.
In the healthcare system, you know, they're really nice healthcare and ours non-existent.
Oh, God, you should see one of the threads that's really gotten away on the forums at the Brass about U.S. versus Canadian healthcare. Talk about a hot topic. Oh, frightening. But, you know, there are good and bad things to both healthcare, but having lived in both, I'd say that Canada is superior. As in, when I get really old and feeble, I'm moving back up there, and I'll take the troll with me.
So that's it. You're just packing up the troll and leaving, huh?
Yep. Sell the Florida house to some other dwarf, you know. They have to have 8 or 9 dwarves here all the time in case one of the original 7 kicks off.
Oh, brother. So let me ask you, how do you like Facebook?
Facebook. Well, you know, I have this love-hate relationship with Facebook, and I didn't want to sign up for it for the longest time, but because I was working as a journalist in the online gaming industry and so many of my contacts were on there, I thought, well, this would be a good way to keep up with what they're doing and who's going to what trade shows and this sort of thing. But what really surprised me is when I logged on there and I found one of my long-lost relatives, you know, a cousin, mm-hmm. and I found another cousin, and, you know, I'm finding all these people coming out of the woodwork that I haven't seen for years, and I've always felt guilty with not catching up with them. Now I can log in, and my cousin, she's had 3 kids, I didn't even know their names, but she's posting pictures of them, and I send them little notes, and it's a great way to reconnect with family as well as friends.
And that's exactly why I asked you, because I'm telling you, I've gotten in contact with a family I haven't seen in about 15 years since my grandmother died. I mean, the two halves of the family, you know, my dad's half of the family and my uncle's half of the family, we pretty much just lost contact with each other after my grandmother died. And,
yep.
you know, I'm getting back in touch with them and I'm finding people, you know, from school, and I'm liking it.
It's another extension to the borders that online life is removing for us. I was talking to somebody, had sent me a little note from my own guild, actually, in EQ2, thanking me for, you know, I guess they moved to Crashbone Server and joined our guild because I was in it and they liked my site. And they met this lovely lady in the guild and they're getting along wonderful and they're going to get married and stuff. And
well, there you go.
What it does is, you know, the internet has expanded our social network such that all of my closest friends I met online.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it wasn't for the internet and EverQuest, you know, specifically, Elquin and I would not have met each other.
That's where I met Brack, too. EverQuest.
Yep.
Way back, almost 10 years ago now. But anyway, Facebook is another extension of that, because it's a passive, low interference way for people who aren't really into the gaming and that sort of thing to still remain in contact. It's not like that we don't like these people. You just run out of time in an average day, unless you're living four generations in a group under one roof, which again, I don't recommend. Facebook's a much better way to keep in contact with them, let me tell you.
Definitely. We do have to give a ding. See, Silver Mace from the Legion of Burgess dinged to a level 26 paladin. So there's your ding. Congratulations. This has been actually a rather uneventful evening as far as dings are concerned. Normally I have at least six by now. Come on, people. You got to keep up. Keep up. That's right. EverQuest is an online dating service. Not a game at all. It's a dating service run by Sony Online Entertainment.
That's right. Cyberin behind the fourth castle on the left.
Damn, Skippy. And behind that bush right over there. Oh, man. You know, I got to say, on Facebook, one of my proudest things that I have permanently up on my Facebook right now is on my friends list, I have tagged John Smedley right at the top of my list.
John, have you put up a little shrine with flowers and offerings as well?
John Smedley, president of Sony Online Entertainment. It's like, yes, he accepted me as a friend. Tag him right there. He never leaves the top of the list. That way everyone can see I have a friend with John Smedley.
Hilarious. Now, when did you become such a fanboy? You realize, of course, he just goes through and automatically tags everybody as a friend, so he doesn't inadvertently insult somebody who's going to then write something nasty about him. You know, he probably gets like 50 invites a day, and he has an assistant who goes through and goes, accept all.
Actually, he only has like a dozen people or something like that. Maybe more
than
a dozen.
Are you implying that John Smedley has no friend? I hope somebody's carrying this up to the poor man. General Silverwing says that John Smedley only has 12 friends.
No, I'm saying I'm special is what it is.
You're special. Are you short plus special then?
Yes, exactly.
You know, speaking of that, I talked to him about getting a short bus. They had one for sale in Craigslist.
Ooh, there we go.
Instead of your van!
Yeah.
I bet the seatbelts would work for you as well.
Oh, but you see, the thing is, if we had the short bus, we could have used it to embarrass the boy. Because we could have driven him to school.
In the short bus.
In the short bus.
And what you should do is, you know, get that special orange paint and paint over the side and then put in black short bus.
Mm-hmm. Department of Motor Vehicles Orange. Okay, he has 137 friends, but...
Oh, see? He's moving up in the world.
There you go. Well, see, this is all part of my elaborate plan, you see. Because every time I've tried to send him anything, he never seems to get it. So...
Funny thing.
So I'm going to wait a little while here, and then I'm going to send him an invite through Facebook... Say, hey, how would you like to come on my show? I've met the man once. I'm a big guy. I'm not only, you know, overweight or whatever you want to call me, but I'm also tall. John Tower is over me. This man is a giant.
He's tall, aren't I? Yes. Yeah.
God, he's got to be 6'7".
Well, not quite that big, but yeah, he's a pretty tall guy. Quite nice man.
He's friggin' huge!
The biggest problem with Mr. Smedley is, you know, the man's run off his feet. I really wonder when he even has time for his own family. It's kind of scary. I'm pretty sure he makes time because he's always talking about his family. He's very high up on his list of important things in his life. But it's crazy. I mean, I've watched that man at fanfares for years, and he must not sleep. That's what I'm thinking.
I can imagine he'd be very busy.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a little bit of a break here.
And then, after your break, when are we going to hear some of your songs?
Well, you
Nobody's
think people...
tuning in here to listen to me. I'm sort of the filler in between the songs. We should have some proper music so that people actually stay.
All right, let me line up some music here. If you have any requests, go ahead and announce them in the chat channel there. Brass, you want to hear anything specific?
Yeah, that AC/DC remake that you just recently did that you linked to me. Have you publicly released that yet?
Oh, no. I was going to do that when they release Brel Day, actually. Which, from what I am understanding from people sending me tells and stuff, should be on Thursday. So I was going to do it next week.
All right, fine. Well, in that case, you know, let's have the Brill Day song from last year then as a lead-in for next week. Besides, it still is one of my long-standing favorites of yours.
All right, let me get that queued up here. Brill's Magic Keg is for ale. See, Brill's Keg, where the heck is it? I think it's under Keg, not Brill's. Keg. No, it's not under Keg. It must be under Brill's. There it is. Brill's Magic Keg is for ale. We'll go ahead and... We're actually going to start with a couple birthday things here. I got a nice present from the Sony Online Entertainment community support folks wishing me a happy birthday. So we're going to play that. I understand my own band did something behind my back. How in the world they did that, I don't know. But they did a little birthday song for me here. I think they just did a cover version of Weird Al's Happy Birthday song. See, then we got that. Brell's Magic Egg is for ale. What else we got in the chat channel here? Let's see. I'm not playing the 12 Days of Frostfell era. Den Mom is in the channel. I've seen her chatting away, so we're going to go ahead and put the Den Mom song up. Den Mom, there it is. There we go. We'll put that one up there, too. I believe I saw a request for Dark Elf Wizard. Yep. Wizard. Put that one up there. And, you know, you and Elkwing, go ahead and drink a beer, have a smoke, whatever it is you do, and we're going to be back in like 15 minutes. And, and I may as well throw in Cheez-It's review of The Watchmen while we're at it. Let me get that up there.
Sorry.
And, of course, while we're on our break, you two can fire up Winamp and listen to the stuff that I'm playing. Where is that review?
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
All right.
Find use for second headset.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, we'll start with the birthday songs, and we'll go right into the review of The Watchmen, then Brill's Magic Egg is for Ale, the Den Mom song...
You're repeating yourself now. This just proves the whole short bus theory.
Let's just get on with it then. We'll be back in about 15 minutes, folks. Here's some music for you.
Every year, we eat a lot of cheese and drink a lot of beer. You should be good and happy that there's something you need. A million people every day are starving in the street. Your daddy's in the gutter with a wretched and a poor. Your mama's in the kitchen with a can of Psycho 4. There's garbage in the water, poison in the sky. And guess what will be long before we're all gonna die?
Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Well, what's the matter, little friend? Think this party is the pit? Enjoy it while you can, we'll soon be blown to bits. The monkeys in the Pentagon are gonna cook our goose. The fingers on the button, all they need is an excuse. It doesn't take a military genius to see we'll all be crispy critters after World War III. There's nowhere you can run to, nowhere you can hide. When they drop the big ones, we'll all get fried.
Come on, boys and girls, sing along, okay?
Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday!
In the alley and he's looking for a fight.
There's a urinate on the corner buying everything in sight.
There's a mother in the ghetto with another mouth to feed.
Seems that everywhere you look today there's misery and greed.
I guess you know the earth is gonna crash into the sun.
But that's no reason why we shouldn't have a little fun.
So we can think it's scary.
And it's more than you can take.
To blow out all the candles and have a piece of cake.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Happy birthday, Jethel Silverwing, you old bastard.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, dear Jethel. Happy Happy birthday to you.
From the SOE community team.
Woohoo!
Happy birthday.
And you smell like one, too.
Hey, Jessel. This is Timmy, and I wanted to wish you a happy... Oh, stop it, Ashlyn! Happy birthday! I had a birthday once. It was... Oh, Ashlyn, you're so mean! She stole my cake!
Peanuts Journal.
Happy birthday.
March 8th, 2009. Tonight, tonight, we saw the Watchmen.
Okay, enough of that. All right, tonight we saw The Watchmen at our local theater, and I took my normal seat inside of El Quinjena's popcorn. What happens in a world where heroes are forced to hang up their masks and crime roams unchallenged? Giant blue glowing penis! Make no mistake about it, this movie was fan-freaking-tastic! But definitely not for the kids. There, you've been warned. Don't complain to me. A mass hero and part-time psychopath, the comedian is dead. But why? Who killed him? Could it have anything to do with? Giant blue glowing penis! This film takes you on the investigation, conspiracy, and adventure as the Watchmen come out of retirement to solve the murder of one of their own. Romance, fighting, revenge, and of course, giant blue glowing penis! Not involving the giant blue glowing penis, just to be sure. The story is intense, the acting is great, and it's far too deep for me to go into on this show. Go see it for yourself. Go on. No, wait, not now. Wait till after Jethro's show, then go. Maybe there's a midnight showing somewhere, I don't know. But anyway, you want to go see this for yourself. It's a fantastic movie. Oh, no, the usher shamanized me. I gotta go. I finished that quest now, and now I've got this big old keg, but I don't drink. So what am I supposed to do with it? Gotta be good for something. Brown's magic keg is really, really neat.
For ale!
I've dressed it up so I can rest my feet.
But it's for ale!
A tablecloth would look nice.
In ale.
A pitcher of tea with ice.
For ale!
A cozy place for me to store my dice.
In ale! Brown's magic keg is for ale.
Oh,
Brown's magic keg is for ale. Drinking all night, getting dizzy and pale. Ale, ale, ale.
Dwarf, you're ruining my house.
But you're doing it all wrong.
But it's my keg. I'll do with it whatever I want.
Yeah, but you... Oh, all right.
I'm glad I finished up that pesky quest.
It's for ale.
Maybe cut a door, make a closet for my vest.
For ale, sorry.
Make a hot tub to relax.
But,
a place to store my axe. Build a chair so I can rest my tail.
Ale. Brown's magic keg is for ale. Brown's magic keg is for ale. Not to store weapons, cheese, or mail. Ale. Look, you can't make it into something that it's not!
But why can't you just lay off the ale for a minute and help me?
I'm a dwarf!
Not every dwarf is a drunk!
Oh?
What?
Them's is fighting words! Ready, drunks?
Ready!
Yo!
Hey!
Let's sing it!
Brown's magic keg is for ale! Brown's magic keg is for ale! Up all night, getting dizzy and pale!
Dwarves do more than drink!
Ha! Huh, you lie! Stop lying!
You, Coppershot! You own your own business!
Well, yeah,
Mallet is a bar.
And you, Iron Mallet.
Huh?
You're a respective craftsman.
Yeah, true, true.
And Grubbin, you're a guard boldly defending the city of Kinos.
What was that again? Oh, but Cheez-It, what do you think gives them that courage? Huh?
Son of a...
Bill's Magic King is for ale! Bill's Magic King is for ale!
In cities, forests, our boats making sail!
Ale, ale, ale!
Ale,
ale, ale!
Bill's Magic King is
for... Bill's Magic King is for...
Bill's Magic King is for...
strike a mighty blow.
They're big and strong, but their IQ's pretty low.
The goblins come to bear with their cunning and their guile.
They're not too bluff, therefore think it's more their style. They will charge you with a mighty cleaver, full of enmity and rage. Horns so large they'll make you shiver. Biggest in an age.
Ha ha! Those green skins gonna stab you in the spleen. They're gonna stop till the war is won. Ha ha! Those green skins hold this greatest death machine. They are coming, so you better run.
And burn it to the ground.
With steel and grit, marching death our glory found.
With black orcs standing tall, the chop a swing of steel.
The snake herders and their minions in a frenzied zeal.
For the horde, they have a shaman healer.
Though some nukes are just as fun.
All combined to make a vicious camper. Boys of the bloody sun.
Those green skins gonna stab you in the spleen. They're gonna stop till the war is won.
Ha ha!
Those green skins hold this greatest death machine. They are coming, so you better run.
But when they're drinking and lusting and hunger for power became known to more and more people, the demand to do something about this outrageous horde became louder.
The mighty boss Grimlock, he leads a savage war.
Their might is right, he's an orcus.
Gazab has a brain.
Coming to the tribe, bloody murder in his veins.
Kikaza,
Kikaza,
the ancient dormant hold.
It's our goal to put to flame.
Until then, we'll keep on fighting till it's theirs to claim.
Ha ha! Those green skins gonna stab you in the spleen. They're gonna stop till the war is won. Hold this greatest death machine. They are coming, so you better run.
Ha ha! Those green skins gonna stab you in the spleen. They're gonna stop till the war is won.
Ha ha!
Those green skins hold this greatest death machine. They are coming, so you better run.
And punch me in the nose, beat me right up till the break of dawn. Or take a heavy bat, smack me across the back, and give me a thrashing with all your brawn. You can tie my arms and really go to school, smash all my teeth out on the floor. Or even take a whip, slice my skin to strips. You might even find I'll ask for more. But don't touch my beard, my mighty dwarven beard. That's all a dwarf has got to say. And if you touch my beard, my mighty dwarven beard, oh, then my letter you're gonna pay. Smack me down and really go to town, just like Yoda did in Star Wars 2. Or you can get some friends, proceed in taking turns, and leave me laying here all black and blue.
And just to be mean, you can stab me in the spleen. Go and break my bones one by one, and take my family jewels and run them over coals, and take some time to collapse my lung. Just don't touch my beard, my mighty dwarven beard. I don't think that I could take the shame. And if you touch my beard, my mighty dwarven beard, you will be in for a world of pain. My beard, my mighty dwarven beard, it would be a stain on my pride. And if you touch my beard, my mighty dwarven beard, there ain't nowhere that you could ever hide. Don't touch my beard, my mighty dwarven beard, it wouldn't be very smart. If you touch my beard, my mighty dwarven beard, I'd be forced to come rip out your heart.
Is he creeping around Freeport, Calathan, or he knows? A stabby freak for Tonga that everybody knows. He'll fit inside your backpacks and run off with your cheese. Tell me where in Norath is
Cheese and Nibble Buns.
Okay, we're back. It is time once again to play Where in Norath is Cheese and Nibble Buns? I am going to ask that if you've already won, please let other people win. At least for a while, anyway. Okay, we got to start off here. This is basically a game of 20 questions, but not limited to just 20. We got to guess, you know, first narrow it down to the continent, then the area, and then, you know, we'll try to pinpoint them. So, let's see here. Femme wants to know if it's bigger than a bread box. Do you mean Cheez-It or the area I'm in? Cheez-It is bigger than a bread box, yes. Santania wants to know if we're near water. No, I am not near water. Does Cheez-It see mountains? I see cliffs. I suppose that generally counts as mountains, I suppose. He is not in Lava Frost, nor is he in Everstorm. I'll just say that. Let's see. Kralik wants to know if he's above ground. Yes, he is above ground. He is not in Butcher Block. Does he see trees? Not from my vantage point, no. I do not see any trees. Is he in the desert? No, he is not in the desert, and we've already answered, he is not in Butcher Block. He does not see a city, no cities here. Let's see here. Is he way above ground? No, he's on the ground. He's at ground level right now. No cities to be found, or to be seen anyway. He's not in permafrost, nor is he in lava storm, no. He is on grass. Santania wants to know if he's on sand or grass. He is on grass right now. Where in the world is Cheez-It Nibble Buns? Come on, folks.
You can do it, I know it.
No, he is not in the common lands. We have established that he is on grass, not on sand. Masu wants to know if he's on brass. No, he's not on brass. Not on brass at the moment. Let's see. Does he see griffins? No, no, there are no griffins. He is not in the Enchanted Lands. No, he is not in the Tamoris Deep. So we've established... No, he's not in Rivervale. We've established that he's on grass. He is above ground. He's not in the Thundering Steps. Does he see any skeletons? Let's see here. Let me look around. I do not see any skeletons. Is he near a place relevant to monks? Relevant to monks? No, no, not relevant to monks, really. Any spiders? I don't think so. Let me check real quick. No, no, I don't see any spiders lurking around. No spiders. He is above ground. He's on grass. He sees cliffs. Not necessarily mountains, but he sees some cliffs. He is not in the Fearot. No, not in the Fearot. A darker colored zone? What do you mean by a darker colored zone? I'm not sure what you mean by a darker colored zone. If he jumped off the cliff, would he die? Well, considering that he's only level 23, I'm pretty sure he would. Oh, I see what you mean. No, I would say a lighter colored zone. Lighter colored zone. Let's see here. Mystic, I don't even know where Mystic Lake is, but no, he's not. He's not near a lake. So who can guess where in Norath is Cheese and Nibble Buns? He is not at a dropship landing. No, he is not in the Thundering Steps. We've already covered that one. Abijah is getting close. He is on Faedwir. See here. No, not the Village of Shin. We have already established that he's on Faedwir. And Yakshas has got it. He's in Lesser Faedark. Yaksha's got it. He's in Lesser Faedark. So congratulations, Yaksha's. And I'm not going to really ask anyone to pinpoint where he is in Lesser Faedark because, well, he can't go much further than the entrance because everything's all red and deathy to him right here. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and camp back out of... Jeez, it here. Go back to Jethel. Alright, but yes, he is in Lesser Faedark. Congratulations to Yakshas. Zathra is telling me the Lesser Faedark does have a part that is relevant to monks, but he is actually at the Greater Faedark entrance, so he is nowhere near it. You asked if he was near a place relevant to monks. I mean, if you think about it, he can be relevant to monks in several areas around Norath. Okay, game's over, so Yakshas, congratulations. People who have muted your mics, go ahead and come on back in. We'll start the show back up here. And Jethel's back.
Are you going to crank the show back up again, or what?
What do you mean, crank the show back up?
You know, start it back up.
I'll tell you what, why don't we just go ahead and fire off the Cowapult? I know you love firing the Cowapult. Don't you want to fire the Cowapult?
Sure.
Who are we aiming for today?
I don't know. Who should we aim it at?
We could aim it at Masu, who apparently has a obsession with being on brass.
Well, who doesn't? You know us. One of the females, we have that allure.
Oh, damn, Skippy. Tufu, come on, man. This is a family show.
No, it isn't. You have a warning at the beginning. Okay, all right, I get it.
You started it.
Okay, so we ready to aim for Masu?
Sure.
All right, crank it back. And let her go.
I think you should have went a little bit more to the right.
Damn it, I think we actually hit the extras.
You know, you're going to have to put them homing devices in them cattle before you go pulping them.
I think we whizzed that one right over Brass's head, too. Of course, it's, you know, not hard.
I'm sorry, he's too far away for me to smack for you.
That's all right, Wiley was gonna help myself to another beer of his. You know, you still got 6 left of the dozen I brought you as a present, and you know, you're sort of a box of beer half full kind of guy, aren't you?
Yeah, that's all right.
Grand.
You can help yourself to as much as you want. All right, we got a call coming in here. Joining us at this time is Yakshas. Yakshas, hello, are you there? Hello.
I'm right here.
Yeah, there
here.
She is. So it is also your birthday as well today.
If everybody doesn't remember, I'm also Zephissa, Lawn Gnome from last time, so.
Now, I'm sorry, I'm being rude. Brass, this is Zephissa. Zephissa, Brass.
Hi.
Right, part-time gnome, got it. Pleased to meet you.
Part-time gnome.
I'll just move beer slightly further over here.
Hey! I want some beer too. I am a beer connoisseur.
That's just what he's six.
Yeah, and go ahead. I'm not into beer. You guys know that. Now, Brass, I don't know if you listened to the show last week, but did you know that you're now in conference here with a woman who got me involved with EverQuest?
Woman who got you involved? You've got a lot of them, don't you?
With EverQuest.
And the game has never been the same since.
See what you've done.
I think they levy a fine for that sort of thing these days.
Well, no, nowadays you actually get free accounts for, you know, suckering your friends into playing with you.
I know, isn't that grand? You could just, you know, it's a new way to prowl the schoolyards and say, here, try this.
Psst, hey kid, you want a wood elf? Huh? look at this picture of this dark elf, ain't she hot? Come on, you want it. You know
what you do is you go to the high school and hang around the smoking areas because you know those people are predisposed to addictions anyway.
Pass around a little ever crack, is that what you're saying?
That's right. I tell you, you can earn yourself, you know, a lifetime's worth of free account.
Well, I mean, if you're going to show them pictures of dark elves, you got to show them dark elves from EverQuest 1 before they did the patch with the buttless, you know,
oh, the
chaps.
Ass chaps.
Yes. I miss those chaps.
Or, I mean, well, you must have really liked the witch elves in Warhammer Online then, because none of them little witches wear much of anything, which is why I couldn't stand playing it after a while. Looking at some skinny little runway model, I felt all naked and really cold.
Oh, brother.
So, yes, getting Jethel Silverwing addicted to EverQuest is my contribution, and that's basically was my biggest goal, my highlight, I guess, because now, you know, he's, well, just the biggest thing since, I don't know.
Since Brel's magic keg.
Nobody touched the damn keg. That. Nobody touched that keg. God.
All right, let's
don't
see
touch the keg.
Oh, no, not the party keg.
Oh.
We don't want to touch the party keg. That sucked. The thing that gets everybody drunk? That sucks.
No, just terrible. You touch that thing and you have to run for the Dramamine right away.
Mm-hmm. Or you end up having to commit suicide.
Well, yeah.
Well, when we had everybody over in the guild hall 2 shows ago, he was showing off the gods, right? And somebody, that we went over to the party side of the guild hall and somebody touched the keg, and that was it.
Mm-hmm. Then it was just, you know, a suicide pact for the whole guild. And
kill me faster!
Kill me faster! Where's that punch? Now, Elquin wanted to talk about something here. We noticed while watching The Watchmen that a song came
besides on. Besides the blue penis?
But yes, besides the giant blue glowing penis.
Just because you're jealous, you know, nobody else ever really noticed it. Alright, so besides that, what did you notice? They had some great music in that movie, of course.
Oh yeah, well, we've actually noticed one song that has been highly overused. Movies in the last few years. Go ahead, Elgin.
What was the song Hallelujah from Leonard Cohen?
Yep, Leonard Cohen.
I mean,
another Canadian.
And this, and when I first heard it, you know, I will always associate it with Shrek.
Me too.
Eric, I mean, Matt, you want to play it real quick, just a snippet, so people know it without.
I got it playing in the background right now. Let me just turn it up real quick. Hold on.
It was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you?
Okay, so I got it playing in the background now. Now we can discuss it.
That's the sucky version.
Well, this is the one from the movie.
Yeah, well.
You mean the sucky version? It's the one that's recorded by the original artist. Now, you say that it's been overused in the last few years, but you know it was originally released in 1984.
Really? I didn't know it was that old.
Oh, it's yeah.
Which is why it wasn't. Which is why, of course, it was in The Watchmen, because all the music was from that period.
Yeah, all
or earlier.
You know, that and earlier. Yeah, yeah. They were trying to, of course, use the music as an allegory for the passage of time and how things changed in that timeline as opposed to our own universe.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, Hallelujah was used in The Watchmen during a sex scene.
Yeah.
It's been used quite a lot, and it's actually been recorded by a number of different...
It's supposed to be used... Well, they've used it mainly with things involving death or heartbreak... You know,
it's
even
a
though,
song.
Yeah, but not Cohan's version. The version from who's the other guy?
You mean the Shrek version?
You're thinking of John Cale.
No, Jeff Buckley. Buckley's version was more of a sexual type nature, because they just switched like a few of the lines of the lyrics. Stanzas of the lyrics in a different way, but this thing's been on West Wing in the third season. It's been on House MD second season. It's been on Third Watch, Without a Trace. NBC Dateline even played it when they were covering the Virginia Massacre. When they did the montage.
Dumb on it. Sorry. Dumb on just referred to. Hallelujah in the sex scene, are we referring to? It wasn't a documentary about Doe Mom.
Oh, God. They've done it in a montage to Paul Newman that was aired on The Late Show with David Letterman. It was featured in a teen series called The OC. I mean, it seems like every time you turn around, it's somewhere.
My God, it's worse.
It's even on ER.
It's worse than the Macarena.
It's been used a lot, yes. Yeah. Actually, I think Leonard Cohen's music in general is underrated, and he really hasn't been noticed a lot for music other than that. But he writes a lot of stuff with tremendous lyrics, really. And it can be... The thing about many of his songs is they can be interpreted and used in many ways, which I quite like about it. I've always been a big fan of this.
I mean, I like the song. I mean, but... Right now, in my mind, I'm associating with Shrek, ER, and a sex scene in The Watchmen right now, you know? And it just doesn't combine well in my brain. And it just seems like every time you turn around in a movie or something, they're bringing this song out and using it, and I think they've just overused it, really.
Actually, I had heard an earlier song from that movie. They played that All Along the Watchtower, you know, which was a Bob Dylan song.
No, the Watchtower was Hendrix.
And that's been used... Watchtower was written by Bob Dylan, though.
Yes, he was. Yes, it was. Yeah. It was written by Bob Dylan.
Okay, but the one they used was performed by Jimi Hendrix.
Right, because more people know that particular version.
Yeah.
I own both of them because of Battlestar Galactica.
Ah. See, he was even using Battlestar Galactica. What the hell? Anyway.
I mean, I can see why they used it in the sex scene in The Watchmen, because that, I mean, you know, the glory of the ejaculation and the orgasm.
Oh, for God's sake. I think you should just write them and say, well, I think you should sub out that song for, you know, Brill's Magic King is for Ale or something else.
Well, what did you want them to put in there? Did you want Night Owl and Silk Spectre to start making out the...
Some of the traditional 70s sex music, you know, we all come to associate that.
So my question to you, Jethro, is when are you going to parry it?
Hallelujah? I don't think so.
I don't think you could successfully parody that.
No, there are certain songs out there that I've been suggested, hey, how about if you parody this? And I'm like, no. There's certain songs that are either I respect too much to do it, or just certain it just wouldn't be funny. It's like, okay, I can write amusing lyrics, but to the music, it just wouldn't work.
I know. I'm teasing. So tell me, Jessel, which usually comes first when you're writing your songs? Do you hear a song and alternate lyrics start going through your head, or do you get an idea and then you go, oh, I'd really like to write about this, and then go looking for a song that suits it?
More than not, it's I'm listening to a piece of music, then all of a sudden something pops in my head.
Pretty much.
I mean, that's how it was at the beginning with I Love Hunting Knolls. I was listening to I Love Rock and Roll, and I was in Split Paw at the time, Hunting Knolls. Just, I love Hunting Knolls. And it just kind of blossomed from there.
Yeah, the number of weeks he actually walked down the stairs humming that particular part of it, and then I basically told him, you know what? Shut up and write it.
Just finish it. Record it or shut up.
Okay, I have to tell you guys straight up, you have ruined the movie Watchmen for me. I haven't seen it yet. I'm probably one of the few geek type people who have not seen it yet.
And now you should see it.
You should go see it anyway, because it's one of the darker stories. All of the heroes, the so-called heroes, are all terribly flawed, and it's a terrible dark universe, and everything goes wrong. But it's a brilliant story. It's really well written. You know,
unhappy ending.
No, well, yes.
I love unhappy endings. And, yeah, you know, I didn't want to see Rorschach get killed, but at the same time, it fit. Do it.
You're kidding me. It's an unhappy ending. I ain't gonna go see it. I'll wait for it to come out on television.
Oh,
I hate unhappy endings.
You know, 20th Century Fox bid to make this movie 10 years ago, and from what I understand, they actually rewrote the ending so Rorschach lived.
They did. What? That was stupid. But have any of you actually read the original graphic novel?
I haven't, but I'm going to.
Okay, but they did change the ending of the movie from what the graphic novel is, and they changed, you know, the major culminating event at the end. We don't want to ruin it for the 12 people out in the audience who actually haven't seen it, but this is one of the few cases when I think that the new ending makes more logical sense. It's more cutting, it's more real, it has a lot more depth than the original ending, which I thought was kind of a stupid throwaway premise. But when the guys were writing and drawing this comic, they were doing it, you know, like they were just doing deadline to deadline, doing a couple of pages at a time, trying to keep ahead of the publication schedule. So they were under a lot of pressure. And I think what they came up with was a brilliant concept, and it's very dark and very awful.
Oh, definitely.
And again, we had no
background for the Watchmen at all. I had no clue who they were or anything.
I thought it was a fairly good movie.
It's an R-rated movie. Do not take your 6 to 14-year-old kids to it.
No, this movie is not for
movie
kids
was half
in the least.
These little kids. It's awful. It's absolutely awful. And let me tell you, the giant blue glowy penis was nothing. I mean, that was, you know, it's not like you ever saw it erect or anything strange like
oh,
that.
Oh, no. We have to really look for it.
It's the graphic violence that's in it that's really tough. And of course there is the sex scene as well. But you know, you see better than that on YouPorn or whatever. You know, those sites that Jethro goes to all the time. But violence is very, very graphic and quite disturbing. And
they do not pull punches in this.
Yeah, so do not take children. Although, see it. It's very well done.
I understand by reading the storyline on Wikipedia for the original graphic novel that the way he killed the...
Wait, not to go talking now. Now, do not reveal plot points.
Oh, no, not revealing plot points. I'm just saying, the guy that Rorschach hacked with the cleaver, apparently in the graphic novel, it didn't happen that way. It didn't happen that way in the graphic novel, apparently. So they did change a few things.
That was a very minor change.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, you know...
Now, that was a plot point. Stop it, man. Stop it, or I'll come over and whack you with this empty beer mug. Then I'll refill it.
Ho, ho, ho!
I have to tell you, the number of whacks he has racked up with me when he comes back to the East Coast...
So you're going to whack me off?
HUD from Antonia Bale has asked, why did Dr. Manhattan have pants in some scenes and none in others? Well, he still respected the sensibilities of the human race, even though he was drawing further away from them. And so, you know, he'd wear clothing in public or pants when he was officially representing the government. But when he was around people that he knew, or especially later on as he grew less and less human, he stopped wearing clothes and did not wear them when he was around people that he knew. Because the clothes had nothing... He wasn't human, so, I mean, those sexual parts really didn't mean much to him.
So his clothes...
Anything else you want to know about...
His
I'm an expert.
His clothing options were pretty much just like me at home. I don't wear clothes at home.
Oh, God. I don't want to hear
we don't to hear about that!
Oh, you bastard.
I have to open another just to deal with the trauma.
I came very close to getting you a birthday card that said something about, you know, the dog doesn't laugh when he sees you naked.
Oh, they do, but silently, like they're farts.
Actually, my dog actually makes noise when he farts. It's kind of funny.
How did we go down this track?
You know, Jethel, you talk about not wearing clothes around the house and it goes into dog farts really quickly.
We went from glowing green... Penis.
No, not green.
Fart.
Blue.
You
watched
that color blue.
Can we just state for the record that our dog is an idiot?
You know, they say a dog's only as good as the owner.
Oh,
well, that would be Brad. Eric then. Oh God. Anyway.
Do you have any proper topics to cover tonight?
Do I ever have topics to cover?
Why don't we do some, like, dings? Because there's been a couple of dings out there.
There have been? All right, let me take a look here.
Yeah.
Let me scroll back here. Who has dinged?
Oh, Miami, Miami on the test server dinged Provision or something. And somebody in the guild did.
Den Mom dinged?
No. She says she's 40.
Miami. 65. Miami dinged 65 Provisioner.
Oh.
Did she?
Well, she also dinged level 40 in real life.
Yeah, last week.
HUD, shut up.
Oh, boy. So, So, Brass, did you happen to listen to the music I was playing during the break? And how'd you like the Warhammer songs?
That must have been the one I missed.
The one?
Because
I
said
that
I was listening. What? More than one?
Well, let's see. I had the Green Skins and Don't Touch My Beard.
Oh, I didn't know that the Don't Touch My Beard was a Warhammer song. Green Skins.
The Don't Touch My Beard, it's not technically in any game song. It's a generic MMO song. By the way,
Then shut up! You know, it's a dwarf
song. Don't make me get over there and smack you around on your buttocks! Just...
I was actually supposed to announce...
Silence!
I do actually have to announce, and if anyone has tried to go to my site to download my parodies in the last hour or so, have probably already noticed, I have launched a brand new media site to handle all my songs and Elquin's videos and stuff, If you try to go to my normal music download site, it automatically forwards over. It's Jethel's Jukebox. Kithacore.org/jukebox. Jukebox. First, you can just go by the menu there and click on audio, video, and go to Jethel's Parodies, and it'll automatically bring you there. I've already changed the menu. But I've been working on this for all week, so Legion of Kithacore, for those of you who've been wondering where the hell I've been for the last week, I've been working on getting this site going. Also,
I'm trying to bail.
What?
And trying to post bail.
Trying to post bail, yes. Hey, she didn't tell me how young she was. I'm sorry. It's just hard to tell nowadays.
Jethel.
Also, members of the Legion of Kithacore, please remember that this coming Saturday, we have a guild meeting. Legion of Kithacore Hall, South Kinos, on the Antonia Bale server, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 3 p.m. Pacific Time.
Pacific.
Almost, I stopped myself from saying specific, but yes, as Latesh is hinting around to in the chat channel there, and then I broke it last night. Yes, I spent all week getting the design going, then I get all my files up there, and then I decided, you know what, I'm going to start the launch with a zero count, because I remember going into the control panel and seeing a button that said reset stats. Oh, okay, well, let's go in there, reset the stats, get all the counts to zero. Well, what it didn't warn me was it deleted all of my files.
And then you broke it the other day, too. You were still trying to figure out the code, too.
Well, that was just figuring out the code. That's nothing. I figured that out. Okay, but... Well, yeah, the site's up. It's working. It's rocking. I actually paid for this one.
No way.
I spent more money on a hobby I'm not making any money at.
Oh, boo freaking who.
Don't make me go over there and slap you around.
Don't even start. You get more... I remember the time that you used to complain, oh, everybody's bugging me about Rangers.
But you know what I have? You know what I have now? A mute button for you.
Bite me.
So, let me just state for the record. Evil. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'll get you and your little dog, too.
You can have the dog. Matter of fact, I'll throw in a 17-year-old boy. He's not much good for a whole lot, but... You might be able to coax him into doing some dishes or something.
Yeah, a few floggins will fix that.
Yeah, there we go. Maybe some ale, too. Maybe he'll do more if he's drunk.
I'm not going there.
I'm willing to test it.
I am not going there. And then there was silence.
Silence. Uncomfortable bum, silence. Bum. We gotta start a new segment of the show. Who is with or without honor? And I will do it completely in my Lieutenant Worf voice.
I think Shiv is completely without honor and his snowballs, that bastard.
His snowballs are deeply without honor.
The number of times I've been smacked upside the head by him is amazing.
The best thing to do when Shiver has a handful of snowballs is just to run away. He is relentless. Okay. So, anticipation of Brell Day. Brell Day coming up maybe in the next week, but we're certainly hoping by St. Patrick's Day.
Well, one would hope so. Otherwise, forget we'll be too hungover to show up for it.
Where is everyone? They're all at Brass's house getting blind... Wait a minute. Blind, stinking drunk!
Woohoo!
That's right. We have our own Brill Day quest here. You know, the next morning is pick up all the frickin' bottles, people!
The next day, it's called Recycling Day!
The way everything smells afterwards, too, it's like you're in a brewery.
Oh.
It really is, like, really bad stale beer.
Who smells like whale vomit?
That Ew. Would be you.
For God's sakes, a Ratunga is coming in Hork! I told you! Spindle, I told you not to drink directly from the keg! Oh, he's blown up like a water balloon! All it takes is one faulty keg valve to make a Ratunga into a water balloon.
Oh. But they float so nicely then.
Boingy, boingy, boingy.
Boing. Wait a minute, I have a boing thing here.
Well, the problem is that if dwarves, you know, start, you know, sucking on the keg, they never, like, blow up for some reason. It's like they have this, like, magic boot that they save it all in.
Well, we're not allowed to talk about that.
haven't you ever noticed that the dwarf physiology is very similar to a keg? They're hollow.
Right, there's at least it's like, you know, camels, you know how they store water in their knees. You know, we do the same with beer.
Right, it's in the beer.
How skinny a dwarf is when we come home from a campaign.
The problem is with the dwarves, they have, you know, the minute they're on campaign, they bitch every single second they don't have an ale in their hand.
That's because we're hungover at those times.
Sophusa!
Goddamn elfinks, Chee! Oh, give me a beer, you bastards! Yeah.
I'm crewed with a female troll! Oh, God, they're right in my face! Oh, I need ale! Don't you remember the dwarves from the, Legends of Yashiba expansion in EverQuest 1? Flop, flop, flop. Running at you, it's like, oh my god, they're extra weapons!
Hitting with blunt weapons.
Yeah, I don't miss the old models. I mean, they're really cool, which is why Brack never upgraded, really, because the ancient trolls of old EQ were so cute. They were just plumpalicious and adorable. And then they got, oh my freaking god's ugly.
Yeah. You know what really got me into EverQuest, really, is she showed me the ogre butt scratch.
I remember that. Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's embarrassing. Oh, why did I start playing this MMOG? Because I saw the ogre butt scratch. I was sold.
Oh, no, no. I was playing Daggerfall. She's like, oh, come on, you gotta try this game. You gotta try this game. Look how funny that is. And it's just the ogre butt scratch. I'm like, all right, I gotta try this.
Many of my friends will always be endeared to me in my mind by their butt scratching.
I have to tell you straight up, it was a matter of self-preservation because the man simply wouldn't shut the hell up about Daggerfall. So I'm like, fine, you know what? You're going to talk about your game all the time, I'm going to talk about my game all the time. And you're going to get addicted. Na 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 yeah.
Oh, yeah? I'm going to make it so you can't listen to this podcast.
Fine.
Stop putting on the Rivervale music.
Oh, you bastard.
Rivervale.
If I...
I'm going to have that in your head for the next month.
That was really hideous music. It made you want to run around and kill that little bugger Nilipus. You know, if you didn't walk into the zone psychotic, you'd leave it that way.
Yes.
Look at the dwarf forest. Okay, I'll kill you all.
That zone, because I hunted so long and so often in Rivervale and Misty Thicket, I'd turned off my music. I turned my music off because of that. But Eltherian, who he was in the guide program at the time, he hated that music so much that I bound him in the zone as a guide, and he had his music on, and he's like, "You, I hate you."
Uh-huh.
But it was funny.
You know what you know what I don't miss about EverQuest 1? Death loops. You ever get bound somewhere where you're going to get killed?
Oh, yeah. And the corpse dragon.
Corpse dragon. I used to make a fortune on that. That was great. I used to have my rogue and I stationed it inside Mistmoor Castle. And yes, yeah, of 5 gold, no problem. I'll go get your corpse. Well, it's under, yep, no problem, 5 gold. Or if they made a really long story about it, oh, yeah, that'll be a real problem. I'll have to charge you 10 gold. Okay. It was grand.
Oh, yeah.
But the binded death loops, they were really bad if you went along on a pickup raid. And, you know, the raid leader, you gotta trust the guy, right? He says, okay, all healers bind here. Well, what they don't tell you is the mob's just been cleared there. But after you all go link dead and come back, you're un-
The raid wipes, come on. Where, you know, one person does one thing wrong, and you got 70 corpses you gotta collect. And you're waiting, and you're like at the piss... poor bottom of the end of it, and you're like, Jesus Christ, I just want to go to bed. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, dude.
Yeah, yeah, precisely. Anybody who complains about not having corpse runs anymore, I mean, yes, some of my best stories in EQ1 came from corpse runs, but my God, I like being able to go to bed and not have to stay up till 4 a.m. looking for a frickin' necro with a coffin to summon me corpse to zone.
Yep, yep, yep. I understand that.
Oh, God. My necro used to make a lot of money with that, too.
Yeah, you bastards.
No problem. That's one of the reasons why I had a necro. Was simply for that. Was a moneymaker. But those things have been cut off now, so.
Yeah. And so you could listen to your skeletons cackle and drive everyone else insane.
Used to love that.
And the bones falling over.
Yes, as Latesh from Antonia Bale says, we had them in EQ2 for a little while. Yeah, we did. And it was sort of an optional thing. You didn't really have to collect your corpse. At least you didn't lose all your shite. Like, but EQ was the first real 3D MMO that I ever played. And, you know, waking up as me dwarf, and I had me, you know, I had me rusty axe, and I had like 8 copper pieces, and I had a tattered shirt. All me worldly possessions were lost on some corpse, and below level 5 you had 30 minutes to claim it. Well, how am I going to find my freaking corpse? Because I'm only level 5, I'm completely lost in this stupid polygonal zone. I don't even know where I was. I saw some giant ogre arse passing me by after I died. That's all I know.
Oh, I know.
But
we have a better story. We have a much better story. Because when Delmon from EQ Tuesday first started playing EverQuest 2, he didn't know that you could get your corpse. He thought you had to start all over again. Isn't that right, Delmon?
He was a believer in the old permadeath system.
Yep.
Oh, I think he should believe in that. Let's take him to a raid right now.
Yeah, he had no idea you could loot your corpse and keep going.
Oh, that's great.
When you had to loot your corpse, you had to put one item on at a time, and that was before the click system. Where you actually had to drag it into your, put it in the right place in your inventory, and if you didn't do it fast enough, the freaking monster would come back and kill you again.
Yep.
This is appropriate that we're talking about this now, because of course EQ1 is about to celebrate its 10-year anniversary.
Yes, it is.
And so, while I love the game for introducing me to me husband and lots of good people, and I really enjoy the whole online environment and such, my God, that game sucked ass in so many ways. I tell you.
I do miss corpse run. I miss dragging corpses.
I wonder if SOE's been sued for carpal tunnel disease.
God knows.
Boss, I haven't yet.
IBM was, I believe.
You have to admit, there was nothing more amusing than watching somebody come running naked by and this body going bouncy, 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 bouncy.
Boing, boing, boing,
behind
boing.
Them. It was always there was a lot of tactical things done around being able to drag one's person's body someplace, you know.
One of the things is, of course, that EQ was the first real graphical mod. I mean, I'm not even going to count on Ultima Online because that was, you know, that top-down 3D perspective crap, and you know, it had its place. I actually played it for a while too, but EQ was the first time that I ever actually felt like I was the character, as opposed to a character. But let me tell you, the things that sucked about that game were, and you cannot deny this, the freaking fracking meditation.
Right? Oh, yes!
You had your spell book up, and it covered your whole screen, and you're looking at this crap. And you can't tell what's going on, you can't get up, you can't do nothing because it interrupts your
mana. Face is in a book.
Well, and so the thing is that later on, they actually put in a game. They actually put games in while you were meditating, and you had your book up. Yeah.
You didn't have to do that. That you did that just so that you wouldn't lose your frickin' mind. But that you remember at some stage, because you know there were so many old school devs who, oh well, we can't dumb down the game. That's not dumbing down the game. That's stupiding the game. So really, You remember at one stage they made the spell book so you could actually peer over the top of it? Yep. So you could just see the tops of people's heads running around. I mean, what use is that? But the best thing ever was when they introduced those horses, and they were horribly overpriced, and I was a very poor cleric because I was really stupid about looting and that sort of thing, and in those days, you know, whoever looted would get the most. And anyway, finally got me pony, and it was the slowest arsed pony. I'm sure I could walk backwards faster than that pony ran, but the glory of it was I could sit on the pony and meditate.
Okay.
And that's when things went well.
Yes, that's the same thing with my enchanter. I mean, you have such this huge-ass mana pool, right? And you got to sit your ass down all the time, meditate. And yep. having the horse was the number one way. It didn't matter if it was a plod-ass, sway-back, old nag of a thing. You didn't care because you didn't use it to run with. You just used it to sit on it. Sit your ass on it so you can watch when things were coming, so you could hop off, so you could do things.
Excuse me, Mr. NPC, can I buy that cow? I just need a place to sit, really.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yes, it's
and,
true. Yeah,
and yet, the game, really, I mean, it paved the way for every MMO to come since. There wouldn't have been no World of Warcraft if there hadn't been EverQuest first. And,
oh, I
and
agree.
You know, when me guild came to EQ2, a large portion of them stayed in EverQuest, and a lot of them are still there. That game still has a lot of subscribers.
Yeah,
and they're still got updates. Old friends back there.
Yep. They had another graphical update. It looked surprisingly good for its age the last time I saw it, really.
Yeah, remember in EverQuest how the trees look like, you know, these X's?
Yes.
Yes. But remember, back in the day, we were so unsophisticated. You know, it made me think of, you know, our grandparents when they used to go to see the black and white talkies, right? Oh, my God. First of all, there was the silent movies. Now they've got sound. Oh, God, this is the best thing ever. Yeah, but I mean, really, a lot of the fun of that game was the social aspect of it. And some people say, well, the spell books, they were really good because they made you talk to your fellow groupmates. Well, I didn't want to talk to those bastards. I was just bored out of my tree, and if I wasn't talking to them, I'd fall asleep. But anyway, EQ2 is a huge step beyond that, and there are new games down the pipeline as well.
Of course, if you are longful for the old days of the trees and shrubs that are formed in an X, you can always go to the Enchanted Lands, run along the shoreline to the wall, and there is a bush right there with old Shaky, the skeleton, and the scarecrow, and there is a couple of bushes there that are in that X fashion, which I thought was completely ridiculous for EverQuest 2. They shouldn't be having that here.
Well,
it was two 2D models put together.
Somebody got lazy, okay?
You know, the thing about them shrubs with the orange flowers is that they also were in Star Wars Galaxies. I was real surprised to see them in this game. Did you lot ever play Star Wars?
Briefly.
Now, in Star Wars, if you want someone to play the game, you don't show ogres scratching their arses. You show Twi'lek dancing in skimpy outfits. Let me tell you, it works even better.
Now, see,
I showed you the comic value. Come on.
Sophissa didn't even bother showing me the Dark Elves in the red bikinis.
That was before red
she
bikinis.
She knew what really appealed to you.
Yeah.
Ogre ass. Yep. Because he is an ogre ass.
Hey!
I mean that in the nicest of ways, of course.
You have no honor.
Okay, I don't. I'll give you that.
Alright, folks. It's about that time.
It's that time!
It's that time.
Alright, so we've wasted several hours of people's time that they will never get back, and they can't sue us because it's all free. It's great.
It's all for free, and hey, it even says on my opening, you know, on my introduction song, that you're wasting 2 hours listening to me. So I don't want to hear it.
Well, thanks for
having
me back.
Hopefully it's been an entertaining
show. Beer left.
You got any of that beer left there, Brass? We need to pass them over to Sophis and Elquin. Elquin, you still there?
Yes.
Okay, I haven't heard
that. Oh, she's giving up on us.
Get my ending shtick going here. If you have
to say, it's been a pleasure talking to Brass. It was enjoyable listening to her.
Yeah, I'm great from a distance.
All right, folks, if you have any requests for songs, that I usually play songs for the last hour. So if you have any requests, go ahead and announce them in the chat channel there, and I'll get to them as soon as I can. Matter of fact, I should probably line up a couple of songs here. Do you folks have any requests? Any songs you want to hear?
I have to think about that.
Did you make one about Sophissa? Like...
What's that?
You made one about Sophissa, didn't you?
Well, I did Can't Mez This.
Oh, yes, that one, please.
Okay, we'll do Can't Mez This. Can't Mez It.
Brass is saying something.
Brass, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just trying to think of what I'd like to see or what I'd like to hear played. I was going to say that it would be really cool if you found more time, if you can do a few more videos, because they're terrific.
Well, you got to talk to Elquin about that. Of course, she's been busy with her raiding.
Oh, please. I'm just trying to get my mythical. And we're still not even into anything past Pawbuster or Casey or... what's that other one? Oh, the Spider Woman... whatever. I think they tried the Overking, but I didn't get to go. I'm down to one day a week going with him. I can't do the 3 day a week because it's he gets off work at 6, you know, and when he gets home, you know, 3 nights a week, you know, I'm in front of the computer going, "Hi, hon, your food's out there. I'll see you later," you know, and then the night with the show, that doesn't leave very many nights to do anything with each other.
And then helping out with the guilds.
So I'm down to one night a week.
And I do appreciate the fact that you've taken time off just to make time for me.
Aw, how sweet.
Because on top of reading, it's you know, doing stuff with the guild too, you know.
Seeing as we've been talking about EverQuest some tonight, and you know, we had mentioned the song earlier, I think that you should play I Love Hunting Gnolls, because that's a song that spans all these games.
Yes.
Alright, let's see here. Let's load that one up here. Gnolls, there it is.
And I happen to like Norath, Norathian Legion a lot too.
The what?
Norathian Legion, Norathian Legion, yeah.
What?
That's who I raid with.
Oh, that's.
Oh, I thought we were still talking about songs here. I'm like,
did I record that one?
I don't remember that one.
In the OGR channel, they're saying they like me a lot.
Okay.
I like them a lot too.
So we have I Love Hunting Gnolls, Can't Mez This, Narathian Badass, and we'll play our new song from last week. Can I Get a Heal? Can I Get a Heal? And let's see. Any other requests in the channel here? No, I'm not going to do any more Frostville songs. Who Let the Gnolls Out? God, I hate that song. Why did I record it?
Because I told you to.
No, you didn't, but the
somebody did.
The community demanded it. It's like, hey, how come you're not doing this? Wouldn't this be a great one? Oh, God.
I'll just do like I do and say, get stuffed.
Kiss my great big dwarven buttocks!
Something like that.
All right.
Well, it's been a great time. Thank you for having me back. It's always a pleasure to drink your beer.
Love having you on, Brass. You can come back anytime you want.
Thank you.
Great talking to you.
All right, folks. This has been the Jeff Silverwing Show for March 10th, 2009. It's mine and Sophissa's and what the hell's his name with the beard? Crap, now...
What?
Actor, beard, ass-kicking. Who?
Norris.
Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris's birthday, yes. And that's... Hey, all right, that's it for this episode of the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
And I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesy Nibblemuds!
Allman Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is Deep Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Linkdeath. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Alcoholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersatch. Add Noted Contributions by Three Badgers, Two Giant Rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, a package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday night at 4 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for me, Jethro Silverwing, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elk Vagina, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.